This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba hold meeting. Prime Minister Oli urges Leader Deuba to give vote of confidence to his government in House of Representatives. CPN Maoist Centre withdraws its support to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli-led government. Health Ministry reports more than 8,600 corona infection cases and 58 deaths in the last 24 hours. And scientist warns for the coronavirus waves inevitable in India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and main opposition Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba held a meeting at Leader Deuba's residence at Budanila Kantha yesterday. Leader Deuba's personal assistant Bhanu Deuba informed that Prime Minister Oli urged Deuba to give vote of confidence to his government in House of Representative meeting set for the 10th of May. He also informed Nepali Congress President Deuba that he replied that his party would not give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Oli-led government. It is also reported that Leader Deuba urged Prime Minister Oli to play effective roles to contain COVID-19 and ensure free treatment to infected people. The CPN Maoist Centre has withdrawn its support to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli-led government. The party had submitted the letter of withdrawal of the support at the Federal Parliament Secretariat yesterday. Chief Whip of CPN Maoist Centre, Dev Prasad Gurung, submitted the letter to the General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The CPN Maoist Centre had supported Parliamentary Party Leader of the CPN UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, in February 2018. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has issued the Railway Ordinance 2021. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the head of the state issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 8,659 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. The ministry also reported 58 corona-related deaths in the same period. These figures of daily COVID-19 cases and deaths are the highest spikes in Nepal since the pandemic began. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,475. In the last 24 hours, nearly 2,000 people recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now neared 66,300. Meanwhile, the health ministry has urged the local bodies to widen tests and contact tracing in areas having high risk of COVID-19 infection. Speaking at a press briefing yesterday, ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said arrangement had been made to collect swab of people linked to contact tracing reaching their homes. For this, the suspected people in contact tracing have to pay maximum 500 rupees for the service. Professor Dr. Gautam has clarified that there is no shortage of remdesivir medicine being used for the treatment of COVID-infected patients. He says Nepal has 128 vials of remdesivir and extra 4,000 vials will be added in the stock within a few days. Meanwhile, 52 districts have implemented prohibitory order to contain the coronavirus infection as of now. The Ministry of Home Affairs has informed that partial prohibitory order has been enforced in 12 districts. The government has entrusted the respective chief district officers with the responsibilities to issue prohibitory order on the basis of need in their districts to prevent and control the pandemic. Deputy Prime Minister and also the coordinator of COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, Ishwar Pokhrel, has held consultations regarding the import of COVID-19 vaccines in Nepal at the earliest. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel yesterday held consultations with Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyanwali, Health Minister Vidyesh Tripathi, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi on bringing COVID-19 vaccines as soon as possible. The meeting discussed on immediately bringing COVID-19 vaccines in Nepal and finalizing the vaccine procurement process. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said the second wave of COVID-19 had challenged the future scenario of overall economy. Addressing an informal meeting of finance ministers of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, virtually yesterday, Finance Minister Paudel said the future course of economy seemed challenging despite attempts to keep the situation under control. The finance minister further said the pandemic had adversely affected service and production sectors, including the tourism, at the time Nepal's economy was about to revive. Finance Minister Paudel stressed the need for universal commitment, collective efforts and mutual cooperation to save people's life and livelihood. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has urged mass media not to publish and disseminate misleading information about COVID-19. At a discussion organized yesterday by the ministry, Minister Gurung asked media to impart factual and reliable news, expressing concern on the dissemination of news in a way to create a terror among the public of late. Minister Gurung directed Radio Nepal, Gorkha Patra, Rashtriya Samachar Samiti and Nepal Television to disseminate awareness, raising positive news and program about COVID-19. He added the ministry was set to form a secretariat comprising the participation of concerned organizations to chart out a plan on coronavirus awareness, news and programs. On the occasion, Ministry Secretary Hari Prasad Bashyal urged all media to prevent the flow of misinformation and misleading news about the government's positive actions. President of Asian Development Bank, Masatsugu Asakawa, has said that Asia and the Pacific region can emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic even stronger than before by focusing on 5 areas to help achieve a prosperous, inclusive, resilient and sustainable future. Delivering a speech before the Board of Governors, ADB President Asakawa said the ADB would continue to deliver its unique synergy of finance, knowledge and partnerships. He added that the ADB would prioritize the quality of its assistance over quantity, meeting near-term needs with a clear vision for the future. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ A top scientific advisor to the Indian government warned on Wednesday the country would inevitably face further waves of the coronavirus pandemic as almost 4,000 people died in the space of a day. With hospitals scrambling for beds and oxygen in response to a deadly second surge in infections, the World Health Organization said in a weekly report that India accounted for nearly half the coronavirus cases reported worldwide last week and a quarter of the deaths. Many people have died in ambulances and car parks waiting for a bed or oxygen while morgues and crematoriums struggled to deal with a seemingly unstoppable flow of bodies. More than 200 civil society groups, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, called on the UN Security Council on Wednesday to impose an arms embargo on Myanmar to help protect civilians peacefully protesting a military coup. Since the military seized power on February 1st and ousted an elected government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar has seen daily protests and a surge of violence with security forces killing hundreds of civilians. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning gusty winds, hail is likely to occur at some places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province 1 and Gandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 15.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba hold meeting. Prime Minister Oli urges leader Deoba to give vote of confidence to his government in House of Representatives. CPN Maoist Center withdraws its support to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli-led government. Health Ministry reports more than 8,600 corona infection cases and 58 deaths in the last 24 hours. And scientists warn for the coronavirus waves inevitable in India. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.